iFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. There is a warning over South Africa's matric marks. The matric mark class of 2021 has faced significant disruptions. That's over the last 2 years, with more than half the teaching time lost in grade 11 and, of course, being impacted in grade 12 as well. In order to get a sense of what we can expect, Basil Manuel, Managing Director of Education at the National Professionals Teachers Organization. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
Time speaking, but tell me, give us a sense of what these matriculants have experienced.
2021 has certainly been a tougher year than 2020 for the matriculants. The matriculants of 2020 did not have rotational learning at all in their experience. But these learners had grade 11 where they attended for 50% of the time, if that. So obviously we can see that there would be important building blocks that they needed for grade 12 that would have been absent. What that actually translated into was that your teachers in grade 12 and your learners had to play catch up. They had to do much more work to get through to the end of grade 12. So it's been an exhausting year for teachers, an exhausting year for children, and for parents, by the way, because when you have a child in matric, you are, as a parent, are in matric yourself. So it's been a tough one, an uphill climb, and tragically, not every school would have managed it as successfully as another school, but all of them certainly tried very hard to get to the end goal.
One of the problems I would imagine is that once again we see the difference between so-called privileged kids and kids that don't have the resources. I'd imagine that the private schools, because the kids maybe had computers, they had access to their teachers, would in general have fared better over the last 2 years than those who didn't have those privileges.
Absolutely. You know, when one looks at your schools that have more resources, or they serve a community with more resource, and it's not only your private schools, but also some of your government-based schools or your public schools, to give them their correct name, mainly Model C, former Model C schools. And a number of them were able to continue teaching in grade 11, those children who were not at school on a particular day. Now, by and large, to the other 95% of schools, that couldn't happen. So, yes, there are those other differences that creep in because of the economic standing of our people.
What do you think the impact will be in terms of the difference in marks and in terms of grades?
I think when we look at the matric results of 2021, we must expect and we must prepare ourselves that we can't expect a major improvement in results from 2020 to 2021. That would be almost impossible. We must prepare ourselves to see the impact of the rotational learning, the impact of the losses of learning. And so we as NAPTOSA are preparing ourselves, and we are trying to prepare the public in general, particularly matriculants and their parents, for a less favorable result.
Yeah, because I do think that that's an issue, and I think one of the things that we all struggle with is the expectation around matric. It's a legacy issue, I think, that we deal with here in South Africa, that we just hold this matric mark and matric results over the heads of our kids and parents to, I think, an unreasonable extent.
Absolutely, and that is why I would like to say to parents and our matriculants, if your results are not good enough, what you want to do, spend the time to redo subjects or even the entire grade. There's nothing wrong with that. You're young, you have time. It certainly doesn't spell the end of something. It spells the beginning of something else. And parents, please look after the kids. Please know the disappointment learners suffer if they don't get the quality of results they expected. But we've got to protect the mental health of our children, together with their physical health as well.
Yeah, we must certainly do. Do the universities adjust accordingly in a situation like this?
No, the entrance requirements will not be adjusted, simply because we are not in control of that at all, but we've already been told. Entrance requirements are entrance requirements, and this is what you
need.
Right.
I guess maybe that needs to happen.
That if you don't meet the requirements, you're going to battle, and you're going to waste a lot of money. And that is why they've stuck with that there.
Right. In terms of, yesterday we spoke on the show to Musi Mamani, who is very, very much against this 30% pass rate. Is this something that in the future you believe should be looked at as well?
No, I actually think it's a storm in a teacup. I think we are creating a story where there's actually very little to be told. And I'll tell you why. Number one, if you look at the number of children who pass because they pass the subject at the 30% level, it's a minuscule number of children. But what is the international experience? Our international experience is that children don't fail in the exit year. They get either an exit certificate or they get a certificate that allows them access into higher education. South Africa has a higher standard. We're saying your exit certificate can't have marks less than 30% to pass. So I actually believe that we are creating an impression of wrong where there is no wrong to be looked at. And that is why I believe it's a storm in a teacup. It's really, really not high on our priority list.
That's so interesting. In other words, what you're really saying is it's kind of irrelevant because the tertiary facilities are going to look at their own standard anyway.
Sorry for interrupting you. Besides, there's no 30%er who's going to become a doctor. I've heard politicians say, how can you get 30% and then be a doctor? How can you only know 30%? You would never be a doctor at 30%. But we must remember, our system is geared for the child who's academic. If we start pushing up past requirements in the current framework, we are condemning the non-academic child to absolute failure. That is the bottom line.